fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, joyful viewers, and dobrodošli. That is how welcome is said in Slovenian. Thank you for joining us in this edition of Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Ast 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band, and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 13 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Reclaim Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand on Chonghua Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Qinghe Cable TV, Yongjia Le Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 107 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yiran County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Tongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jinmen County, Channel 105 on Mincheng Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast.
In today's news, Japan funds safe drinking water for schools in the Democratic Republic of Congo. In ecology news, His Royal Highness Prince Charles is rescuing historic sites in the United Kingdom. In healthy living news, researchers in the United States highlight the importance of spending time in nature. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, January 25th, celebrates the birthday of Miss Corazon Aquino, President of the Philippines from 1986 to 1992. She was born in Tarlac Province, the Philippines, in 1933. Miss Aquino is the first woman to become President of the Philippines and is known around the world for her dedication to peace and democracy. Time magazine named her Woman of the Year in 1986, and she was nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize. Ms. Aquino has also been honored with the Eleanor Roosevelt Human Rights Award, the Canadian International Prize for Freedom, and the United Nations Silver Medal. God bless you, Ms. Aquino, for your great contribution to the people of your nation. Our wishes to you for a joyous and peaceful birthday celebration.
News: strong winds and storms disrupt Spain and France.
Intense winds have resulted in at least 12 fatalities and over a dozen injured in Spain, with warnings issued to avoid beaches that were being pounded with up to 26-foot waves. In France, gale force winds of up to 173 kilometers per hour off the coast caused at least 4 fatalities. The winds also brought about power outages for up to 1 million homes, closing roads, railways and airports, with officials cautioning people to stay indoors for their safety. We pray for the comfort and safety of those affected by the tumultuous weather conditions in Spain and France. May our kinder actions towards our co-inhabitants and our earthly abode help create a more peaceful planet.
Supreme Master Ching Hai immediately requested our association members to render help and offered financial assistance if needed.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
European Union donates aid to Myanmar, also known as Burma. The European Commission has announced a 2009 commitment of €22 million to communities that were affected by last year's cyclone Nargis. Another €18 million will go toward assisting certain vulnerable Burmese people in their homeland, as well as those living as refugees in Thailand. The European Union has been providing humanitarian assistance to Myanmar since 1994. Our grateful thanks and heaven bless the European Union for your continued kind support of the Burmese people. May they be safe and protected in comfort, nourishment and love.
Celestial Art is number one bestseller in Formosa or Taiwan. Starting January 10th, the Chinese language version of Celestial Art, the book featuring Supreme Master Ching Hai's art creations and lecture excerpts, became available in all large bookstores and network distribution channels in Formosa. Within only 2 weeks, the new book was the number one bestseller in the general category at the major Kingstone online bookstore, www.kingstone.com.tw.
就刚走过来的时候，这本封面很吸引人，然后就想要看一下里面写什么。它里面好像就是把一些佛学道理，然后结合到设计里面。那你有什么感想呢？我觉得它就是把很生活化的东西，然后再加上自己的设计，然后就是很自然的艺术品。
Celestial Art is a collection of Supreme Master Ching Hai's creative works of art throughout the years and also includes comments shared by the author herself about the start of her creative expression, its process, and her source of divine inspiration. Our association members compiled the impressive volume to mark the 20th anniversary of the founding of the Shihu Center in Formosa. Being displayed on the most prominent table inside the Kingstone bookstore, the luminous book cover has naturally attracted many customers.
比如说像这个珠宝啊，然后它用色还有概念都蛮大胆的，然后呈现出来的感觉有一点东方禅味的感觉。其实我还蛮推荐这本天意给大家看的，因为这本它里面有青海无上师的一些想法，还有他一些艺术设计，然后很多样化，然后
Celestial Art in the Chinese language version is available at all major Formosan or Taiwanese bookstores, including Kingstone, S-Lite, and Sanmin store locations, as well as online at www.kingstone.com.tw. books.com.tw, www.slightbooks.com, and www.edenrules.com. For the English version, Celestial Art is available at www.thecelestialshop.com. What good news about the beautiful book Celestial Art! We especially thank the artist, Supreme Master Ching Hai, for adding so much beauty to our world through the arts. May many readers find joy and awakening through their unique depiction in this volume.
Liberian tanker freed. A crew of 25 Indians and 3 Bangladeshis were released following a nearly 2-month detainment off the coast of Somalia. They have resumed course on board the vessel Biscaglia. We are grateful to all those involved in securing the release and safety of the crew of the Biscaglia. Best wishes for their warm reunions with loved ones, as we also pray for the safe passage of all travelers at sea.
Prince the Dog protects his family from intruders. The beloved three-legged border collie surrendered his life protecting human companions John, Lucy, and Aaron Lauer in Cornwall, England, when strangers went into their garden around 2 in the morning with the intent to enter their home. Accustomed to caring for their remote property, Prince's barking alerted the Lauers, and the intruders quickly departed from the house. We join the Lauers in a heartfelt tribute to the courageously selfless Prince, whose dedication surpassed all bounds. May our animal friends be ever regarded as priceless gifts of love in our lives. Upon hearing of this news, Supreme Master Ching Hai shed tears and arranged to confer a posthumous Shining World Hero Award to the noble prince. The award will be delivered to his family.
U.S. Center for Disease Control cautions against poultry as source of salmonella. Although contaminated peanut butter has made headlines recently in the United States, where 486 people were infected with salmonella from the popular spread, the Center for Disease Control, or CDC, issued a reminder that salmonella originates from animal sources, such as poultry, and warned of its dangers in spreading the disease. With an estimated 1.5 million cases of salmonella poisoning each year in the United States alone, the CDC has stated that any food can become contaminated after coming into contact with feces from an infected animal. Our sincere appreciation, Center for Disease Control, for this timely reminder. We pray for the complete recovery of all those affected, and that the unhygienic practices inherent to raising animals for food will soon be replaced by life-sparing plant-based fare, resulting in better health for all.
Ill workers from U.S. pork processing plants still suffer. Dr. Daniel LaChance, the Mayo Clinic neurologist who gave a diagnosis in November 2006 to the symptoms experienced by some 20 workers at several different meat processing plants across the United States, said that as of now, none have fully recovered.
One former worker had even lost her ability to walk. The staff were all exposed to blood and brain matter in their work at the meat processing plants, which is being blamed for a mystery disease known only as progressive inflammatory neuropathy, or PIN. Its incapacitating symptoms include muscle degeneration, numbness and tingling, as well as weakness and fatigue.
In a recent editorial, public health columnist Martha Rosenberg wondered as to why pork brains continue to be sold as food to the public, and if the disease could be related to inherent problems in the food production chain, similar to mad cow disease.
We thank Dr. LaChance and Ms. Rosenberg for their observations on this important health issue. Our prayers for the recovery of the 20 workers, and that humanity soon embraces the plant-based diet for both health and peace of mind.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lower blood pressure, lower cholesterol levels, reduce type 2 diabetes, prevent stroke conditions, reverse atherosclerosis, reduce heart disease risk 50%, reduce heart surgery risk 80%, prevent many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increase life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, conserve up to 70% clean water, save over 70% of the Amazonian rainforest from clearance for animal grazing, a solution for world hunger, Free up 3,433 million hectares of land annually. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, or half the world's grain supply. Consume two-thirds less fossil fuels than those used for meat production. Reduce pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintain cleaner air. Save 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming, plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com.
Save Our Planet. UK Woodland Conservation Charity expands through anonymous gift. The Woodland Trust organisation in the United Kingdom has received $220,000 from a quietly giving Canadian to assist in purchasing a woodland area near Derry in Northern Ireland. The organisation plans a 38,000 native tree planting on the 58-acre site, linking woodlands and providing a larger area for flora and fauna, including the rare red squirrel. Heaven smiles, kind Canadian donor, on your gift to green and expand the homes of our precious co-inhabitants. Through partnerships such as yours, surely we will soon see the balance restored to our treasured Mother Earth.
Save our planet. Solar cooking is heating up in Gambia. Coordinator of the President's International Award Solar Cooking Project, Mr. Lamine Sawo, said that more than 1,000 women have been trained in this sustainable technology, whose goal is also one of helping the women avoid long-distance travel to find wood for fuel use. With women in 7 villages so far who have been taught how to construct and use solar panels for cooking, Mr. Sawo said there are plans to teach more as well as provide them with the means to train others. Bravo, Mr. Sawo, and Gambia for improving women's lives through these eco-friendly opportunities. May families throughout your beautiful land flourish in sustainable fulfillment and success.
Save our planet. Energy efficiency can go a long way. A new report from the Electric Power Research Institute, or EPRI, in the United States says that energy efficiency programs nationwide could reduce the growth of electricity demand by 22%, which translates to a power savings of approximately 14 times the annual electricity consumption of New York City by 2030. This trend is in line with national goals to meet energy demands while reducing carbon emissions. Electric Power Research Institute, we appreciate this heartening news that shows how we can each contribute by utilizing energy resources more intelligently. Let us all be encouraged toward considerate and conscious living that creates a better environment each day.
Save our planet. Logging greatly reduced in the Congo. The Congo Basin, which makes up over 25% of the world's tropical forest, had been losing more than 800,000 hectares annually due to logging, mining, and land clearance for farming. Now, through an evaluation process supported by World Bank, the Environment Ministry of the Democratic Republic of Congo has halted 91, or nearly 60%, of the country's 156 timber contracts. This will save almost 13 million hectares of forest from logging. Our gratitude, Democratic Republic of Congo and World Bank, for this important step towards conserving our life-giving forests. May many nations enact similarly noble measures to ensure the continuation of our planet's unique and beautiful biodiversity. In her responses to panelists during the live video conference for the SOS International Seminar on Global Warming in Seoul, Korea, in May 2008, Supreme Master Ching Hai emphasized the need to care for our environment, which includes our precious forests.
We have been massacring our co-inhabitants, animals, and we have been destroying our environment, like deforesting and destroying the water and destroying the air. So in order to solve the problem that we are facing right now, we have to reverse our actions. We have to be kind to our co-inhabitants. Instead of killing them, massacring them, sacrificing them, we have to take care of them. And instead of deforestation, we have to plant trees again, take care of whatever environment that we have. And instead of polluting the planet, the air, we have to turn to friendly energy and sustainable energy. Just reverse our actions.
Save Our Planet. A report by the Alaska Energy Authority in the U.S. announces the state's goal of generating 50% of its electricity from sustainable sources by 2025.
Save Our Planet. Permanent Secretary of the Ugandan Water and Environment Ministry, David Obong, encourages citizens to plant more trees to protect the environment, stating that the schools could be the starting point of such campaigns.
Save Our Planet. North American equipment rental company U-Haul has initiated a greener and more affordable program in the U.S. that allows multiple users to share one vehicle.
Hello, I'm Daisy the Alpaca. I'm a vegetarian. Well, vegan actually. Today, I'm going to share a tip on conserving water. If you are using a dishwasher in your home that was made during the last 10 years, it is designed to do a really thorough job. So there's no need to rinse your dishes. You can just add any food remaining on your dishes to your compost pile. The dishes and utensils can go straight into the dishwasher. It will help to conserve water, one of our most precious resources. Many thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Thank you for tuning in. Now let's see the weather in some cities around the world.
In world news, a grant from Japan assists Democratic Republic of the Congo schools. 252 primary schools in the Central African country now have safe drinking water and sanitation facilities thanks to Japanese funding for a United Nations Children's Fund project. The new developments were constructed as part of the nation's Clean Schools program. Our gratefulness, Japan and the United Nations Children's Fund, for your commitment to the well-being of the children of the Democratic Republic of the Congo. May all young people be graced with an abundance of love and excellent education.
In ecology news, United Kingdom's heritage gets a helping hand. Thanks to His Royal Highness Prince Charles and the Prince's Regeneration Trust, historic sites in the United Kingdom are being saved. Founded in 2006, the Trust Project helped preserve older structures and establish new sustainable functions for them with input from the owners, community organizations, developers, local leaders, and other public groups. We sincerely appreciate Your Royal Highness for safeguarding cultural landmarks in the United Kingdom. Heaven bless the beautiful places with rich histories of our human civilization. Up next on Noteworthy News, researchers in the United States find mental alertness improves after taking a stroll in the park. We'll meditate on our glorious inner light. Be back soon. More enriching news will be read up here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News. Joyful news for a happier world. In health news, a study demonstrates that taking a stroll in the park helps improve mental alertness. Researchers Mark G. Berman, John Jonitas, and Stephen Kaplan from the University of Michigan, USA, performed two experiments comparing the effects of urban and natural environments on memory and attention. The results showed that the group which walked in a park had great improvements in mental functions. Those who walked in a downtown area did not show better scores. Moreover, a group that looked at nature photographs tested better than those who were given pictures of city settings. Many thanks to your interesting findings, Mr. Berman, Mr. Joannidis, and Mr. Kaplan. They give us even more incentive to cherish and protect the natural environment of our precious planet.
Let's enjoy a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled Shopping Needs.
A salesman said to the lady, "Now, madam, what do you need at home after seeing all our company's products?" The lady said, "Money."
And now for our viewers' heartline.
I'm from Buenos Aires, Argentina, and I have cats at home. I'm vegetarian, and unfortunately, there is no vegan cat food in my country. What would be a good solution to this? Thank you very much. Romina from Argentina.
Friendly Romina, it's a good question. Please check online and you will see some excellent information about having a vegan cat companion. One site, www.vegpet.com, offers very well-researched recipes to which you add specific vitamins and minerals that cats need. Our beautiful feline friends do very well on a balanced, nutritious, plant-based diet. God's blessings to you and lovely Argentina.
Do you have a heartline today? It's been a pleasure to share these news stories with you. As always, we would love to hear about the uplifting events that are happening in your area of the world. So please send them, along with any comments, to info@suprememastertv.com or to the address on your screen.
Bog blagoslovi, that is, God bless in Slovenian.
May the inner light illuminate your path always. Farewell for now.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
With a wide range of comical entertainment, Tunisia's Municipal Theatre is performing its third annual Laugh Festival, with all proceeds benefiting the children of Gaza.
World Vision Canada has donated $4.7 million in cholera medicine to Zimbabwe to aid the nation's efforts to eliminate the disease.
Newly inaugurated U.S. President Barack Obama spoke with Jordanian King Abdullah II on the phone to strengthen relations and discuss bilateral cooperation.
Rwanda reports an outstanding improvement in recent years in improving the overall quality of health care for citizens.
Peter Kumet, spokesman for Estonia's Defense Ministry, announces that following the December return home of Estonian troops, the country will not be replacing them.
The German Church School in Ethiopia has donated laboratory equipment to 10 schools in Addis Abeba, along with a 5-day training program by chemistry and physics teachers from Germany.
The Cuban Women's Federation expresses appreciation for the important role that women have come to play in Cuba's economy, politics, society, and culture over the past 50 years.
U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton contacts Palestinian and Israeli leaders to seek a durable peace as Israel reiterates support for the peace process.
A water treatment plant in the less fortunate area of Baghdad's Sadr city has been opened by the U.S. and Iraqi officials to provide clean water for 200,000 people.
The Supreme Court of Israel clears the way for members of two Arab-Israeli parties to run in upcoming elections. Details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com.